Good morning, my brothers and sisters across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be from Romans 12 and verse 2, and it reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The admonition that Apostle Paul gives in this text of Scripture is not to conform, but to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. It is as this happens that you're able to prove the threefold dimensions of the will of God for your life. These dimensions are the good, acceptable or permissible, and the perfect will of God for your life. You've not been called to fit in, you've been called to stand out, and this process begins as you begin to envision a better tomorrow than your yesterday. To invent is to create or design something that has not existed before. It is to be the originator of something. In your case, you are inventing or reinventing based on patterns, models, and templates shown to you in your spirit by the Lord. According to Psalm 127 verse 1, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." So, what you want to build or execute in the natural realm must first be captured by the eyes of your spirit and communicated to your imagination. There is a better version of you, and yesterday's version of you will not fit into today's world, just as today's version of you will not be relevant in tomorrow's world. This understanding and reality is what needs to fuel your desire to reinvent yourself so as to remain relevant, in the know, in the flow, and on the cutting edge. You see, life is a circle of seasons, and in between the seasons is change. This is why I like to say that life is lived in levels and arrived at in stages. Change will introduce you to a new transformational form and a new transitional position. A good example of reinvention is how an egg evolves into larva, which becomes a pupa, before finally transforming into a beautiful butterfly. There is beauty and glory in you, but you have to subject yourself to the rigorous process of reinvention before it manifests in due time. You will have to go through dark, painful nights, moments of isolation, frustration, and sometimes you may wonder if the day is ever going to break. But take heart and be strong. It's all part of the process. If you can stick it out, you will emerge on the other side of glory to a new season, face, and level, to a better version of you. In the days that you and I live, methods of communication are changing. Ways of doing business are changing. Methods of deploying ministry and life as you know it is changing to a new normal. Whenever change happens, a refusal to flow with change will render you obsolete, outdated, and irrelevant. One of the best things you can do for yourself at times of crisis or change is to adapt or change with change, because doing nothing is not an option. Now, let's take the declaration and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because your plan for my life is to take me from glory to glory, strength to strength, and faith to faith. I receive grace to go through whatever I have to go through on my way to becoming who you've ordained for me to become. I maintain a right heart posture and attitude towards you and people as I wait in the process of becoming. A better version of me emerges to the praise and glory of God. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeko. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeko. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser. I'll take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeko. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.